This is your IRAD update for Wednesday, August 12th. I'm Pete Sweeney with Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel. One good sign for Chiefs fans today is that wide receiver Jeremy Maclin was back on the field.
Yeah, Coach Reed said after practice that the first team offense is going to go the first quarter. It was nice to see Jeremy back out there today. Hopefully he gets to play on Saturday. But there were several guys that did not practice today. You can find that full injury report at Chiefs.com. A couple of those guys, DJ Alexander, the rookie linebacker, left early. Mike Catapano had a groin injury yesterday, didn't practice. And then Josh Malga tried to go through warmups, had a little bit of a heel issue, wasn't able to go. But again, you can find all that information at Chiefs.com.
No, it was a regular day of training camp, but there were some special moments today. We saw Eric Berry with another interception. This time he took it all the way back and threw the ball into the crowd, and they were pretty pumped up.
You know, Pete, one of the greatest moments for me at training camp today, and it was had nothing to do with what happened on the field. For the second day in a row, running back Jamal Charles, I was actually riding with the cart up to the locker room to ask him a couple questions. And he told the guy driving the cart to stop because he saw a couple little girls wearing Jamal Charles jerseys. He wanted to stop the cart, go over there and sign. And it's the stuff that a lot of people don't get to see of how good Jamal Charles is, how much he wants to give back to these fans, and it was another great moment.
Awesome running back, but obviously a warm heart. Now the next few days, as we're looking at the next few days for the Chiefs, they're heading into this game Saturday. What happens here?
Well, they're going to get the day off tomorrow on Thursday, and then Friday they're going to go through their mock game in the morning, and then we fly out in the afternoon, head down to Arizona.
Yeah, BJ, you mentioned a little earlier, Andy Reid did say during the press conference the ones would play in the first quarter, the twos would get the second quarter and midway through the third, and then the third team would get the rest of the way. So you get to see a lot of Chiefs coming up on Saturday.
Exciting.
For Wednesday, August 12th, this has been your IRAD Update. I'm Pete Sweeney, and of course, the Chiefs reporter, BJ Kissel.